The Treaty 6 Day event at Devon had a great turnout on Monday. One of the sessions included honoring treaties through culture and ways of knowing. Cynthia Cowan is the communication specialist for Muskogosik Office of Convention and Governance. Her focus for the event was to talk about honoring treaties through culture and how we can all work together. Cowan says in order for reconciliation to happen, one must learn to be receptive to First Nations culture. She talks about her role and what she brings to the event.
Educate people about our people and the fact that we still have our languages, our ceremonies, our way of life, our way of understanding, ways of knowing. Those are still very much used within our communities. There's also a need to educate, to figure out how we can work together and how we can coexist together and how we can mutually benefit from working together.
She adds that society needs to understand and be aware of the First Nations worldview.
We need to educate about what happened and how we got to this point. So what I feel like is missing with the education piece is that fact that things were outlawed for a significant amount of time, and we're trying to restore the identity back to our communities, but also just to make everyone aware that occupies our territories, make them aware that we're still here and we can work together. And what does that look like?
Cowan also expresses that patience is required by all who attend the ceremonies. She asks people to be genuine if they are interested in participating in the more intimate ceremonies.
There's a lot of people of our people out there that, like Native people, are very protective and exclusive somewhat, but there are people out there that are very open to having people from outside the community come into those spaces to learn and to be there with us. So I guess it's being patient. I'm asking people to be patient with our people, because some people are inviting to welcome other people into our ceremonial spaces and cultural spaces. Like, for example, a powwow is a huge one that anybody can go to and everyone's welcome in. But more intimate ceremonies might be a little bit more tough to get an invitation to. But I feel like if someone's really genuine, I guess that's what I'm asking, is for people to be genuine with wanting to understand our people and understand why we do what we do. And it's not like our cultural spaces, our learning spaces are not really like an option. Like, it should be kind of mandatory just to learn about us and what we're about and why we do what we do.
Some of the other sessions included story time and a coloring activity, story time and sharing, seek and find, and change book club, to name a few activities. Cowan says there will be an event on September 2nd at the River Cree Resort and Casino. If anyone is interested in learning more on treaties and other departments, will also be there. For Windspeaker Radio, I'm Balika Kamikateo.